This is the Warren County Radio Bible School, and are you ready for your Bible question? We've been studying about manna, the bread that God fed the children of Israel with when they walked through the wilderness. Now they kept that manna, a portion of it, a portion that's called an omer, they kept it in the Ark of the Covenant. Now, they kept that for many years there in the Ark. Now, here is the question. Do you know what they kept the manna in that was put in the Ark? The vessel holding the manna was placed in the Ark of the Covenant. What kind of vessel was that? Well, I'm going to read that to you in just a moment. In fact, I'm going to be reading it to you out of the New Testament. You may want to look at Hebrews chapter 9. And verse 4, and I'll read that to you in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now the Bible question. What was the manna kept in when it was placed in the Ark of the Covenant? Now don't say Ark of the Covenant. We know that. What was in the Ark that was containing the manna? Okay. You may know the answer, and if you do, give yourself a good grade for the school today. I'm going to read that answer to you. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 4. Having a golden altar of incense, and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was a golden pot holding the manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. So it was a golden pot. Now my footnote here says it is a golden pot holding the manna. That was a supplied word there in the American Standard Version. But the answer to the question is, it was a golden pot. Now, if you knew that, you know your Bible very well. In fact, when I said the book of Hebrews, some of you may have, I remember studying the book of Hebrews, and I knew it was a golden pot. And that was very good. Let me return to Elam's notes. These are Sunday school notes he wrote for the Sunday schools of August the 8th, 1926. And here he writes, an omer of the manna was put in a pot and laid up before Jehovah throughout the generations of the children of Israel, according to God's directions. Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept, and this did not become foul. This was the golden pot. It was placed in the Ark of the Covenant, Hebrews 4 and verse 9. And the children of Israel ate of the manna as they wandered through the wilderness for 40 years. Now, I want to read Exodus chapter 16 and verse 35 as we bring this lesson to a close. It says, the children of Israel did eat the manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat the manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. And this is under the heading of the true bread in this Sunday school lesson. It says, we should not fail to study Christ's discourse on the true bread out of heaven. And that's found in John chapter 6, verses 22 through 71. God, not Moses, gave the manna. And God gives the true bread out of heaven. And this bread giveth life unto the world. Jesus is the bread of life and the living bread. Those who eat of this living bread will never die. To eat of the living bread is to accept and obey the words of Jesus. He explains this to his disciples, that to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood is not to eat his literal flesh and drink his literal blood, for he will ascend to heaven, whence he came And the literal flesh profiteth nothing, but the words which he spoke are the spiritual food and life-giving. The spiritual man is sustained by feeding upon the words endued with life. Natural food must be eaten and incorporated into the physical system in order to sustain physical life. So the word of Christ must be received into the heart and its life-giving principles incorporated into the spiritual man in order to feed upon Christ. I want to take my little New Testament here and turn to John chapter 6 and read this discourse of Christ beginning in John chapter 6 and verse 22. And here it says, "On the morrow the multitude that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there save one, and that Jesus entered not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples went away alone. Howbeit there came boats from Tiberias nigh to the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the multitude therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, 'Rabbi, when camest thou thither?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Verily I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because ye ate the loaves and were filled. Work not for the food which perisheth, but for food which abideth unto eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him the Father, even God, hath sealed.' They said therefore unto him, 'What must we do that we may work the works of God?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent.' They said therefore unto him, 'What then doest thou for a sign that we may see and believe thee? What workest thou? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread out of heaven to eat.' Jesus therefore said unto them, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, it was not Moses that gave you the bread out of heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which cometh down out of heaven and giveth life unto the world.' They said therefore unto him, 'Lord, evermore give us this bread.' Jesus said unto them, 'I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall not hunger. He that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye have seen me, and ye believe not. All which the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and to him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will of him that sent me, that all that which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that every one that beholdeth the Son and believeth on him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.'" John chapter 6 and verse 41. "The Jews therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, 'I'm the bread which came out of heaven.' And they said, 'Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How doth he now say, 'I'm come down out of heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father that sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught of God.' Every one that hath heard from the Father and hath learned cometh to me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he that is from God. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth hath eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which cometh out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Yea, the bread which I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. John chapter 6 and verse 52. The Jews therefore strove one against another, saying, How can this man give us flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said to them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have not life in yourselves. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he that eateth me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. John chapter 6 and verse 60. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said unto them, Doth this cause you to stumble? What then? If you should behold the Son of Man ascending where he was before, it is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken unto you are Spirit and are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who it was that should betray him. And he said, For this cause have I said unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it be given him of the Father. John 6 and verse 66. Upon this many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Jesus said therefore to the 12, Will ye also go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we have believed and know that thou art the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, Did not I choose the 12, and one of you is a devil? Now he spake of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Well, that pretty much brings this Sunday school lesson to a close, except for these rhymes here at the end. It says, March on then, right boldly. The sea shall divide, the pathway made glorious, with shoutings victorious. We'll join in the chorus, the Lord will provide. And then this one. Traveling to the better land, o'er the desert scorching sand, the Father, let me grasp thy hand. Lead me on, lead me on. Then at March, when at Mara, parched with heat, I the sparkling fountain greet, make the bitter water sweet. Lead me on, lead me on. On the opening page in my little Sunday school book, I see we have a Sunday school lesson called Jethro's Wise Counsel. And it says to read Exodus 18, 1 through 27, which we will do in a class that is soon to come. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Mark 13 and verse 34, where it says, To each one his work. And the reading is John chapter 6, verses 33 through 40, which we read as we were reading John chapter 6 a few moments ago. And so we're not going to go back and read that. Under helps and hints for the teacher, it says, We have already learned something of Horeb, Sinai, and the land of Midian. And that is where this is going to take place. It's a time when Moses is coming out and leading the children of Israel and is overwhelmed with the responsibilities. And Jethro, his father-in-law, is going to give him some wise counsel. And we're going to see that this was God's counsel through Jethro.